大家应该高兴，我们今天能够平安的在这里聚集。
I'm sure many of us have been following the news that has come from Thailand.
我想可能各位都有读到过这个泰国的这个新闻。
And I was happy to learn this morning that the first four boys have been rescued.
我今天早上读到新闻说啊，这个前面四个男孩子已经被救出来了。
There's still eight to go, including their coach.
还有啊，八个小孩子，还有这个教练，他们还没有得救。
And we continue to pray that God will deliver them.
我们继续祷告，神会啊解救他们。
You know, as I was thinking about this week, this news about Thailand came up, and my mind always came back again to this psalm.
当我啊这个礼拜读到这个泰国的新闻的时候，我就会想到诗篇。
And this Psalm 46 is a psalm that speaks to us in our present situation.
所以诗篇的四十六篇其实就是讲到了我们现在的这个状况。
And it talks about the needs that we are facing in this world today.
它讲到我们在这个世界上所面临的需要。
And we notice from this psalm that our security does not exist in the absence of danger.
我们了解到我们的安稳啊，其实是有很多面临了很多的危险。
Our security rests in the presence of God during the danger.
在危难中啊，我们的安稳是来自于神的同在。
Even as Christians who are facing problems.
即使作为基督徒，我们也啊面临很多的问题。
And here we're living in America, we're facing lots of problems.
特别是在美国，我们啊面对了非常多的问题。
The whole world is facing terrible issues.
同样啊，整个世界啊都面临着很多的问题。
And I'm glad I'm alive today.
我非常高兴我还活着。
Because when you see these problems increasing, we also see the power of God at work more than ever.
当我们看到这些问题不断的增长的时候，我们也看到啊，神的工作啊在继续。
Now we also have problems in our personal lives.
在我们个人的生活中，我们也有很多的问题。
And perhaps you have come this morning and you have some real difficulties understanding what you're going through.
今天早上当你来到这里的时候，你可能正在面临着一些啊生活中非常大的困难。
And you're asking yourself the question, here I follow the Lord, and yet here I'm faced with some tremendous problems in my life.
你可能会问，我一直跟随神，为什么我还会面对啊如此大的困难呢？
And I don't have answers for these questions.
对这些问题我没有一个答案。
None of us do understand everything that God does.
并不是我们所有的人都会懂得啊神的旨意。
And this is why a psalm like this is a very important psalm.
所以啊，这首诗篇是一首非常重要的诗篇。
And we have read the words together.
我们已经一起读过了这首诗篇。
But what is really important, it is God speaking to us through these words.
但重要的是啊，神就借着这首诗篇对我们来讲话。
Whenever I open the Bible and read God's word,
每当我打开圣经读神的话语的时候
I give God an opportunity to speak to me directly.
我就给神一个机会啊，他就对我直接的讲话。
And perhaps this morning, God has a special message for you.
也许今天早上神对你就有一个特别的信息。
So it's not important what I am saying.
所以我讲的并不重要。
What is important that you are listening in your heart to what does God want to say to you?
所以重要的是啊，你在你的心里面听到啊，神要对你说什么话。
And I think especially for us as believers, it is a wonderful comfort that we have someone who cares for us.
作为基督徒啊，我们知道啊，有一位啊，在这个会啊关怀我们，这是对我们是一个极大的安慰。
Now, this psalm that we just read was written 2,700 years ago.
所以这首诗篇是写于2700多年前。
And it was written during the reign of King Hezekiah. He was one of the good kings that is listed.
这首诗是写于西西家王统治的时期，他是这个犹大国历史上一位好的君王。
And he was facing a major problem.
他当时面临着一个巨大的困难。
As king, he was responsible for his people.
因为他要对他的百姓负责。
And he was faced with a tremendous danger.
当时他面临着一个巨大的危险。
The king had was under attack.
因为他们那时候受到攻击。
It was the king of Assyria, which is now known as Iraq.
那这攻击是来自于亚述国，也就是现在的伊拉克。
And their king had come and invaded Judah.
那亚述的这个王他就来进攻犹大。
He had come with a mighty army.
他就带领着大军来进攻。
Probably over 200,000 people had come.
那大概有20万之众。
And he had conquered the country, and he was surrounding the city of Jerusalem.
然后征服了很多地方，然后包围了耶路撒冷。
And the king did not know what to do.
西西家王不知道该怎么做。
Because it looked like they had absolutely no resources to encounter this mighty army that was surrounding them.
面对敌军，他们已经到了这个山穷水尽的地步。
But you know, the scripture tells us that Hezekiah did one thing.
但是圣经告诉我们，西西家王做了一件事。
It says he trusted in the Lord for an answer to his problem.
因为圣经中说，西西家王他就信靠耶和华。
And whenever somebody puts his trust and faith in God in a situation, God will honor that person.
当一个人能够在这种危机中能够信靠耶和华的时候，神就会看重他。
And miraculously, the army of the enemy was destroyed and Israel was saved.
然后敌军就被奇迹般的消灭了，然后以色列就得救了。
That's the context of the psalm.
这就是诗篇46篇的背景。
So in the psalm, Hezekiah says of God, he says, God is our refuge and strength.
在诗篇46篇中，西西家王就说，神是我们的避难所。
He says, therefore we will not fear.
所以我们就不惧怕。
Human nature tells us that when there is trouble, our adrenaline gets to pump and we get very much afraid.
当我们的人性，其实当我们遇到困难的时候，我们就会害怕、惧怕。
And whenever we are in trouble, we look for a way out of trouble.
每当我们在患难的时候，我们总是要想出一个解决的办法。
And we look to in different directions as to where can we escape from this problem.
我们四处寻找怎么样才能够躲避这个问题。
And if we don't have the resources ourselves, we look to our friends.
如果我们自己没有办法，我们就去找我们的朋友。
Or we look to our government.
或者我们的政府。
We look in many different directions.
我们找不同的办法。
And many times we don't find any answers there.
但实际上我们常常找不到答案。
And I think we as a nation have been guilty that we have looked in many different directions for answers instead of looking to God.
作为一个国家也是这样，我们四处寻找一个解决的方案，但是我们忘记去寻求神。
But this is what Hezekiah did.
但这是西西家王所做的。
And this is a message that God wants to get through to us today.
也就是神要今天传达给我们的这个信息。
Because he says, this world in all of its instability needs someone who is in charge of this world.
在这个不稳定的世界中，我们就需要有一位能够掌管这个世界的。
And so it begins with that great affirmative statement saying that God is our refuge and strength.
所以一开始就有一个坚定的宣告，就是神是我们的避难所。
And we will not be afraid.
所以我们也不害怕。
There are three things that I want to bring out in this psalm today, and I hope that it will help you remember this psalm.
所以今天在这个诗篇中讲到三件事，我希望大家能够记得。
The first thing that we need to remember in the psalm is the message, God is our refuge.
所以第一件事就是我们要记住啊，神是我们的避难所。
It's not other things that are our refuge. God is our refuge.
不是其他的事，而是神是我们的避难所。
And we can rejoice in the fact that we as Christians have a refuge.
作为基督徒，我们应该为我们有这样的一个避难所而感到喜乐。
And the second thing I want to talk about is it talks about a river.
他提到一条河。
There is a river.
有一条河。
God wants our lives to be rivers.
神希望我们的生命成为河流。
I'll tell you more about that later.
所以后面我会讲更多的讲到。
And then towards the end, it talks about a rest.
最后他提到安息。
It talks about something that is often very strange to us.
他讲到一件啊，可能对我们来说是非常奇怪的事。
Because we keep very busy, we keep active.
我们总是忙忙碌碌。
And yet God says there is a rest that is important for our lives.
但神告诉我们，在我们的生命当中，我们应该有安息。
In fact, that what God had designed when He created the world, He said there's one day that you need to rest.
当神创造了世界以后，他也告诉我们有一天应该我们是在那天是安息的。
And it's a day that is necessary in our lives, but often we can go 7 days a week and we never find any rest.
这是对我们非常重要的，因为我们常常一周七天都忙忙碌碌，我们没有任何的安息。
Those are three things I want to talk to you about.
所以这是我要讲的三件事。
A refuge,
避难所。
A river,
河流。
And a rest,
还有安息。
Do you think you can remember those three points?
你是不是能够记得？
First of all, there is a refuge. God is our refuge and strength.And ever-present help in time of trouble.
首先啊，有一个避难所，神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
This has to be the foundation of our faith.
这是我们啊信心信仰的根基。
If we do not have God, we do not have a refuge.
如果我没有神，我们就没有避难所。
If we have God, we always have a refuge.
如果我们有了神，我们就有了避难所。
What does that mean?
什么意思呢？
It means we have a shelter.
表示我们有一个遮风避雨的地
方。We have a protection.
我们有一个保护。
We have a fortress in which we can run and be safe.
我们可以有一个保障，我们可以跑进去，然后我们就得到安稳。
You know, again and again in Scripture, it uses those same pictures of a fortress and a refuge.
因为在圣经中一次又一次提到保障啊，堡垒。
It's a simple truth.
是一个非常简单的真理。
But we need to remind ourselves.
但是呢，我们需要提醒我们自己。
Human nature is built, looking for others to help us.
人的本性总是要向别人来寻求帮助。
But God says, I am your refuge and strength.
但神告诉我们啊，神才是我们的避难所，是我们的力量。
And then it talks about what kind of storms we can experience in our lives.
接着诗篇就讲到我们所面临的这些风暴。
He says, the earth might give way.
他说到啊，地虽改变。
The mountains might fall into the heart of the sea.
山虽摇动到海心。
Though the waters may roar and foam,
水砰轰翻腾
and the mountains quake with their surging,
山因海涨而颤抖
If we read the newspapers,
如果我们读报的话
If we see television news,
我们看电视新闻的话
We hear about all these things happening.
我们就看到这些事情是经常的发生
Have you ever heard of so many earthquakes that are happening in the world?
你知道啊，世界上的地震经常发生吗
？More and more there'll be earthquakes.
而且是越来越多。
In fact, Jesus was even saying that at the end of the time there will be an increase of that.
耶稣告诉我们在末世的时候这些都会加增。
It talks about floods.
也讲到洪水。
Every time you hear about some news, there are these rains and then the tremendous floods taking place.
我们经常读到因为暴雨引发的洪水。
And every time I see that news, I say, thank God I live in California.
我读到这个新闻的时候我就说啊，感谢主我生活在加州。
But then we have all the fires in California.
但是呢在加州又有山火。
It seems like nature is intruding in our life.
看到这个自然界正在啊侵害我们的生活。
And who can fight human nature?
但是呢，我们怎么样去战胜我们的人的本性呢
？But it says here that when these things are happening, remember God is our refuge and strength.
但是当我们遇到这些事的时候，我们要记得啊，神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量。
And then a little bit later, it talks about nations rising up against nations.
然后呢，接着他又谈到了列国。
In verse 6, it says, nations are in uproar, kingdoms fall.
第六节讲到外邦喧嚷，列国动摇。
This describes the world that we live in today.
所以这就描写着我们今天的这个活的世所生活的世界。
So, whether we have our problems with nations,
我们不论有跟列国有什么样的问题，
or if we have problems with nature that is surrounding us,
或者说因为这个自然界所造成的各种各样的
问题。And even if we have problems because of our own selves,
或者是因为我们自己的问题。
The message is, God is our refuge and strength.
但是这里边的信息就是神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量。
An ever-present help in time of trouble.
是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Therefore, we will not fear.
因此我们也不惧怕。
You might be facing some issues in your life.
那今天你可能面临着生命中的一些问题。
It might be some bad news you have received.
也可能是得到了一些坏消息。
It might be a sickness.
可能是疾病。
Whatever it is.
无论是什么。
There's a message that comes to us today.
但今天神给我们的信息就是。
God is our refuge.
神是我们的避难所。
God is the one.Who we can totally trust.
神是我们可以完全信靠的。
And we do not need to be afraid.
我们不需要惧怕。
I'm living in a place where there are many old people.
我住的地方有很多年迈的人。
A couple of weeks ago, we celebrated the birthday of a lady who was 106 years old.
两周前我们为一位106岁的女士庆生。
We have another good friend
who is
105 years old.
已经105岁了。
And every day she goes into the pool and does aerobic exercises.
然后呢，她每天都会到游泳池去做这个有氧运动。
Amazing.
非常令人惊奇。
I'm 87. I'm a very young person there.
我已经87岁了，但是在那里还是非常的年轻。
But we are experiencing also many deaths.
但是我们也看到了很多的死亡。
I was at a funeral service yesterday.
昨天我就参加了一个葬礼。
A 95-year-old man died.
一位95岁的老人去世了。
You know, the question I have asked others before they were dying is, are you ready to face death?
我问临终者的一个问题，就是说，你准备好了吗？来面对死亡。
It's amazing how many Christians fear death.
其实很让我惊讶的是，很多基督徒他们惧怕死亡。
They need to come back to this verse.
他们需要回到这经文。
God is our refuge and strength.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量。
Therefore, we will not fear.
所以我们就不惧怕。
So I'm asking you.
我问你一个问题。
Where is your refuge?
你的避难所在哪里？
Or do you say I've got a good bank account?
你说我有一个银行账号。
I have some good stocks invested.
我的股票投资很成功。
My home is paid for.
我已经付清了我的房屋贷款。
Is that our refuge?
这是你的避难所吗？
It can be gone overnight.
一夜之间可能就会失去。
There is no other refuge.
没有其他的避难所。
God says to us today, you need to make me your refuge.
今天神告诉我们 我要做你的避难所。
Don't trust in any other source.
不要去信任任何别的事情。
This world will pass away.
这个世界将要过去。
With it, everything that we possess.
我们所拥有的一切都要过去。
There's only one thing that is eternal.
只有一样是永恒的。
God says, "My word will be eternal."
因为我的话是永恒的。
And you can always trust what I have said.
你可以信靠我所讲的话。
So will you make a commitment?
你愿意做一个承诺吗？
Not to put your trust in anything else.
不要去信靠任何其他的事情。
But to trust in Him.
只来信靠神。
Not to fear anything.
不要惧怕任何的事情。
When God is making himself your refuge.
当神把他成为你的避难所的时候。
That's the first thing in this psalm that we need to remember.
所以这就是这个诗篇里面的第一件事我们需要记。
The second thing he talks about a river.
第二件事就是谈到河流。
In verse 4.
第四节。
It says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where God where the Most High dwells.
第四节有一道河这河的分岔是神的城欢喜这城就是至高者居住的圣所。
The Bible often talks about rivers.
圣经里面多次谈到江河。
And whenever it talks about a river, it talks about something that is alive, something that is fruitful, something that can be a blessing to others.
当他谈到河流的时候常常谈到的是一些有生命能够结果子并且能够祝福别人的。
For instance, in the first psalm,
诗篇第一篇,
it talks about that the godly are like a river, like trees that are planted by a river that produce fruit.
就是讲到敬虔人就像一棵树栽在溪水旁，然后呢，按时候结果子。
And Jesus told his disciples.
耶稣基督也告诉他的门徒
that when the Holy Spirit has come into this world, into our lives,
当圣灵降临到我们身上的时候
streams of living water will flow out of him into this world.
从他腹中要流出活水的江河。
In other words, God wants our lives to become rivers of blessing in the lives of other people.
所以神让我们的生命成为江河来祝福别人。
God is not just one who is our refuge.
神不仅仅是我们的避难所。
He wants us to point other people to that great refuge by becoming rivers of blessing.
他也要我们变成这种祝福的江河来把别人带到这个避难所前。
And Jesus was referring to the Holy Spirit.
耶稣在这里面讲到的就是圣灵。
When the Holy Spirit starts to transform our lives.
当圣灵开始改变我们的生命的时候。
In other words, he makes us more like the Lord Jesus.
他会让我们更像我们的主耶稣基督。
Then we can become a blessing to other people.
我们才能够成为别的祝福。
We can, with our lives and the change that is taking place, become a signal to others to also seek after God.
我们改变的生命能够变成一个信号，让别人也能够来转向耶稣基督。
Yes, God wants us to be a blessing.
神让我愿意让我们成为别人的祝福。
And not just little drops here and there.
不是一点一滴的。
He wants us to be a mighty river of blessing.
而是让我们成为永流的江河。
And you say to yourself, well, who am I?
你可能会问我算什么呢?
I don't have very much.
我没有什么。
How can I be a blessing?
我怎么才能可能成为别人的祝福呢?
But you have to remember,This is written for all of us.
这个是写给我们所有人的。
God says there is a river.
神告诉我们有一道江河。
God looks at our lives and he says, you have great potential for me.
神看了你的生命就说你会有很大的这个潜能。
And you say, who, me?
你会说是我吗?
God says, yes.
神说是的。
I want you to become a mighty river of blessing. It says it makes glad the city of God.
神说你要会成为这个永流的祝福的江河，然后使神的城欢喜。
Don't be just satisfied that you have a refuge.
不要啊，仅是因为你已经有了避难所而感到满足。
Think of the millions of people that also need that refuge.
想一想，还有成千百万的人啊，他们也需要这个避难所。
And there are people that we are in contact with that nobody else is in contact with.
我们有一些啊，我们所接触的人啊，是别人接触不到的。
And as we go through life.
当我们的生命啊继续的时候
，As we cope with problems，
当我们面对各种各样的问题的时候
，People will watch us，
别人就会看着我们
，And they'll see how we deal with problems in our lives，
看我们怎么样应对生活中的各种各样的问题。
When we show to them our trust in God，
当我们让他们看到我们信靠神的时候
，They'll begin to say， Can I find that also？
他们就会说。我们是不是也可以这样呢
？Can I find out what your secret is？
我能不能了解你的秘密呢
？When you begin to share that with others，
当你与别人分享的时候
，You can become that river of blessing。
你就会成为那个祝福的江河。
So God is a refuge。
神是一个避难所。
He wants us to become rivers。
他要我们成为江河。
And then there's one more thing here。
还有一件事。
In verse。And it says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth."
第十节说到，你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。
He says, "Be still."
他说，你们要休息。
Now the word "be still" or "rest" or the Chinese word 休息 has a very special meaning.
所以休息这个词是有一个非常特别的意义。
It doesn't mean that we don't do anything.
并不是说我们什么都不做。
Because whenever we are faced with a problem, we certainly don't want to rest, do we?
当我们面临困难的时候，我们当然不会想要休息。
And yet God says exactly that's what you need to do.
但是神却告诉我们你要休息。
He says you need to be still.
你们要休息。
And that word really means that we must stop doing what we're doing.
所以这个意思就是说我们要停止我们手上正在做的事。
It has the picture of a driver sitting behind the wheel and says, take your hands off the wheel.
就像开车的时候这个突然把手从方向盘上拿开。
You said it's terrible.
你说这是一件很糟糕的事。
So please don't go out and saying, Mr. Wilhelm said, take your hands off the wheel when you drive.
并不是 不要说啊，文恩牧师让我们开车的时候手从方向盘上拿开。
No, God said in this word, He says, leave the driving to me.
神的意思是说，让我来驾驶。
Get out of the traffic.
从这个走到一边去。
I am the one that will be taking you to the right destination.
我会把你带到终点。
Quit fighting on your own.
不要靠着自己来征战。
Relax.
要放轻松。
You say, well, how can I relax when I'm in the middle of such big problems that I'm facing?
你说我们在这么大的问题中怎么可能放松呢
？You say you possibly could mean that, could you?
你不是真的要我们这样吧
？But that's exactly what it is.
但神的确是这样要我们这样。
And that's the last thing that we do.
这就是我们所需要做的最后的一件事。
Let's go back to King Hezekiah.
我们再回到西西家王。
He was the one that was surrounded by this army of people.
他的国家被敌军包围。
And that enemy king had sent him a letter.
所以呢，亚述王。给他寄了一封信。
And he had said to him in the letter, "Surrender your people and that city to me."
所以你要立刻向我投降。
And Hezekiah knew exactly what that meant.
西西家王当然知道这意味着什么。
If he would surrender the city, everyone in the city would be killed.
如果他投降的话，所有的他的城中的百姓就会被杀害。
And Jerusalem would be totally destroyed.
耶路撒冷就会完全被毁灭。
And so when the king had sent him that letter,
当他收到这封信的时候
，What did Hezekiah do?
那西西家王会怎么做呢
What would you have done?
那你会怎么做呢？
What would President Trump do if he got a letter like that?
如果特朗普总统他收到这封信，他会怎么做呢？
Now the Bible gives us very good illustrations of what we need to do.
圣经给了我们一个非常好的例子。
And we read in 2 Kings chapter 19, there's a whole chapter that tells us what he did.
在列王记下十九章啊，就讲述了西西家王所做的。
It says Hezekiah read the letter.
啊，西西家王读了信以后。
And then he took it to the temple.
啊，他就去到圣殿。
And he spread it out in the temple before God.
他就把这个信在殿里，在神面前打开。
And he prayed.
然后他就祷告。
What did he pray?
啊，他是怎么样祷告的呢？
He says, Lord, destroy that man.
啊，他是不是说啊，神啊，去啊，消灭这个人？
No, he didn't pray that.
啊，他并没有这样祷告。
What did he pray?
啊，他是怎么样祷告呢？
This is what he prayed.
啊，这就是他所说的。
Oh Lord, you alone are God over all the kingdoms of the earth.
他说：“耶和华以色列的神啊，你是啊天下万国的神。”
Hezekiah said, "God, you're in charge of everything."
因为他说：“神啊，你掌管一切。”
You're the one who rules over all the nations of the world.
你掌管天下万国。
You have absolute power over everyone.
你对一切都有绝对主权。
And he said.This is not my problem, God. It's your problem.
这并不是我面临的问题，而是神你自己的问题。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是一个非常棒的这个祷告
？He actually says, God, thank you for the problem, but it's yours. You deal with it.
神啊，我为了这个问题，我要感谢你啊，因为这是你自己的问题。
Is that the way for a king to act?
啊，这是不是神一个王所应该做的呢
？That's what he did.
这的确是他所做的。
And let me tell you something.
让我告诉你
God liked that.
啊，我们就喜欢他。
God liked it.
啊，神啊，喜悦这样的做。
God likes it when we come to Him and saying, "Lord, you can do anything."
当我们来到神面前求神来做的话，神就会喜悦。
And He did exactly what this verse is telling us.
所以他就做的就是这节经文。
Look at what verse 10 says again.Be still and know that I am God.
再来看第十节啊，你们要休息，要知道我是神。
I will be exalted among the nations.
我必在外邦中被尊崇。
Hezekiah acknowledged that God was his refuge and strength.
西西家承认神是他的避难所，是他的力量。
And Hezekiah had no problem saying, "God, this is your problem. You deal with it."
所以啊，西西家王就说啊，这是神，这是你的问题啊，你来解决。
You are the omnipotent God.
你是这个全能的主。
And I can sit still and wait for you to act.
我可以休息啊，来等你来做工。
How did God answer that prayer?
那神是怎么回应他的祷告呢？
This is what the Bible tells us.
这就是圣经所告诉我。
In 2 Kings chapter 19, you can read it.
所以在列王记下十九章，你就可以读到。
That night,
当夜
the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp.
耶和华的使者出去，在亚述营中啊，杀了185,000人。
And Sennacherib, the king of Assyria, broke camp and withdrew and returned to Nineveh and stayed there.
亚述王希拿基利就拔营回去，住在尼尼微。
Hezekiah didn't do anything.
西西家没有做任何的事情。
God took over.
那神掌管了一切。
God totally destroyed the enemy.
神就完全消灭了敌军。
And the king fled back to his own country.
亚述王就逃回他自己的国。
The Bible further tells us that not long after his return to his country, his own two sons killed him.
啊，圣经还告诉我们啊，在这个亚述王逃回去不久啊，他的两个儿子就杀了他。
See, Hezekiah acted upon his faith that God was his refuge.
因为西西家王他靠着信心相信神是他的避难所。
And so he rested from working.
所以他就休息啊，不再靠自己的努力。
He totally trusted that God could deal with that situation.
他完全信靠神可以来解决这个问题。
You remember the story of Moses when he took the people of Israel out of Egypt?
你们记得啊，摩西带以色列人出埃及的故事吗？
The king had said, leave, after God had performed some mighty miracles, and the king said, go.
当啊，神行了很多神迹之后啊，埃及王就说啊，你们可以走了。
And then after they had left, then he started to regret the decision he made, and he says, I've got to get them back.
但啊，在以色列人啊离开之后，他又开始后悔他的决定。
And he chased after them with a big army.
然后他就率领大军去追赶以色列人。
And as Israel was leaving, in front of them was the Red Sea.
当这个啊以色列人来到红海前面。
Behind them was that army of the Egyptians that was pursuing them.
那后面就是有埃及的追兵。
What could Moses, their leader, do?
但摩西能做什么呢？
He did the same thing that Hezekiah did.
他做的其实跟这个西西家做的是一样的。
This is what he told the people.
他就告诉他的百姓。
The Lord will fight for you.
耶和华必为你们征战。
You only need to be still.
你们只管啊休息静默。
Same thing.
是同样的事。
He said, our trust and confidence is in God.
因为我们是要信靠我们的神。
We don't have to do that work and fighting.
我们不需要靠自己的力量去征战。
We couldn't do it.
因为我们做不了。
But we trust in you.
但是我们信靠神。
Let's see what God will do for us.
那神为我们做了什么呢？
Same idea.
同样的。
And this is exactly what happened. God defeated the Egyptian army when they went into the Red Sea and they all drowned.
神又消灭了这些埃及的追兵，当他们进入红海的时候，就被全部都被淹灭了。
And Israel had gone through it in safety.
然后以色列人却安全的通过了红海。
See, this resting means you are relying upon God.
休息意味着我们要来完全倚靠神。
You're relying on Him that He alone is your refuge.
我们倚靠他。因为只有他才是我们的唯一的避难所。
This is not passive.
并不是被动的。
This is faith in action.
这是我们的信心所产生出来的行
动。I'm putting my trust in God.
我把我的信放在神身上。
And I believe He will work for me.
我相信你一定会为我来做成
就。That's what that resting means.
这就是这个休息所代表的含义。
How do we apply this to our own lives?
我们怎么样来应用到我们的生活当中呢？
Let me close with three questions that we need to ask ourselves.
在结束的时候我有三个问题。
First one is,
第一个，
Have you made God your refuge in your present situation?
在你当前的状况中，你有没有把神作为你的避难所？
You're facing problems in your life.
你是不是在生活中遇到一些问题呢？
Your family.
家庭的。
Business.
或者工作上的。
Whatever it might be.
无论是什么。
Have you made God your refuge?
但你有没有把神作为你的避难所？
He's calling you today to do that.
所以神今天就呼召我们来做这个。
And to reaffirm your commitment that you're trusting in Him.
我们重新来向神来做这个承诺我们要来信靠神。
The second is, are you a river of living water that flows into other lives?
第二个，你是不是成为了一个活水的江河，能够影响到别人呢？
Or are you just passing out old, dirty water that nobody wants?
或者。你还是不是只是一个这个死水的河流没有人想要碰的。
You can ask God this morning.
你可以问神。
To make your life a refreshing water that brings life to others.
让神使你的生命成为一道活水的江河，能够影响到别人。
And you do it by sharing from your own life what God has been teaching you.
你可以把你从神所学到的来跟别人来分享。
And then there's the last one.
最后。
Are you still struggling and fighting your own battles?
你不是还在靠你自己的力量来征战呢？
Or are you resting and trusting in God to do the fighting for you?
还是你已经在休息，然后完全信靠神，让神来为你征战？
Perhaps you need to confess your sin to him.
也许你需要向神来认罪。
And then give God an opportunity.
给神一个机会。
To work miracles through your life.
在你的生中来创造奇迹。
And become a blessing to others.
成为别人的祝福。
And to strengthen you.
然后成为你的力量。
It's a great psalm.
这是一个非常棒的诗篇。
Remember, God is our refuge.
请记住神是我们的避难所。
You can become a mighty river.
我们可以成为一道江河。
And you don't have to fight the battles when you trust in him.
你不需要靠你自己来征战，而是完完全全的信靠他。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you this morning again for your word.
主啊，感谢你今天赐给我们的话语。
We thank you that you speak to us through it.
我们感谢你借着你的话语来对我们讲话。
And Lord, thank you that the Holy Spirit can take your word and make it really applicable to our lives.
感谢圣能够把你的话语成为能够应用在我们的生活当中。
We have needs.
我们有需要。
We have problems.
我们有问题。
But you're the answer for all of them.
但是你是一切的答案。
So we pray, Lord, that you will allow us.To listen and obey your voice today.
我们祷告今天就是让我们能够听到并且顺服你的话语。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.